Radio Prague News.
Thousands of people cheered American and Belgian veterans in Pilsen on Sunday, days before the anniversary of liberation at the end of World War II. Only small numbers of Czechs living in Europe and North America have registered to vote in general elections at the end of May. And former Czech President Václav Havel says his successor Václav Klaus has an indefensible need to provoke. Thousands of people cheered American and Belgian veterans in Pilsen on Sunday, during an event held days before the 65th anniversary of the liberation of the West Bohemian city at the end of World War II. The old soldiers, now in their 80s and 90s, waved to the crowd from jeeps, which were part of a convoy of over 200 historical military vehicles that drove through Pilsen. Celebrations will reach a climax on Thursday, the actual anniversary of the liberation, on May 6, 1945. Czechs living in Europe and North America have expressed little interest in voting in general elections at the end of May. When the deadline closed on April 30th, a total of around 1,300 Czechs had registered to vote in Belgium, the UK, Germany, Poland, Austria and Russia. Of the tens of thousands of Czechs believed to be living in the USA and Canada, fewer than 1,200 registered. Czechs living abroad first had the right to take part in elections in their native country in 2002, when 3,742 voted. Some 6,702 Czechs abroad cast their ballots in the next elections 4 years later. Former Czech President Václav Havel says his successor Václav Klaus has an indefensible need to provoke. Mr. Havel made the comments about his long-standing political rival in an interview for the magazine Týden, adding that he didn't believe there was cold calculation behind what he called Mr. Klaus's constant need for confrontation. The present and former presidents, regarded as the two most important Czech politicians of the post-communist era, disagree on a number of issues. The Czech Republic's first rolling news station, CT24, has been marking the fifth anniversary of its launch on May 2, 2005. The station, which is one of four run by public broadcaster Czech Television, offers news and current affairs programming around the clock. Around 2% of the country's television viewers watch CT24 every day, though its audience share can double when big news stories occur, like the recent Polish air tragedy. The weather now, we should see quite a bit of rain in the Czech Republic in the coming days, with temperatures reaching up to about 20 degrees Celsius. My name is Ian Willoughby. You'll find many more stories at radio.cz. But for now, that's the end of the news.